This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today, we welcome the Sitka High School mock trial team. The Sitka High School mock trial team has returned recently from Anchorage in a successful runner-up position in the state championships. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. I know in the room here with us, we have the coaches, Howard Wayne, and who's the primary coach, and Jude Pate. We're not going to talk to them today, so we're all waving at them here. But let's turn to the students who participated in this state event. We have Will Pate, correct, sophomore. Dalia.
Dezeva.
Thank you. We have Salma.
Zakia.
Malia Roman. And Laura Zellhuber, correct. First, let's turn to Malia first, and you're going to tell us a little bit about what event you went to and what was the case about at the state competition.
Well, the case was about, it was a negligence case, about this mother who, it was against the state, and the case was that the mother had neglected the child of medical care for cancer, basically. The child had cancer and didn't get any medical treatment the entire time. And so the state is trying to say that this mother was negligent by not giving this child medical care. And then basically our defense against it was, you know, this mother is an immigrant who doesn't really understand American culture or the language and is by Alaska law allowed to deny her child medical care and replace it with her own spiritual healing, which is what she was doing. And it was a really, really hard case to do. When we got there, there was all the kids just kind of scuttling around, and we had like four mock trials going on all at once.
So, Will, what role did the Sitka mock trial team do? Were you the plaintiff or the defendant in the case?
Well, throughout the four preliminary trials, we two plaintiffs and two defense. So we switched. We had to switch back and forth, and every time we went up, we had to be a different side.
All right. So you had to be prepared for both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of work did you have to do to prepare this case? I mean, how much time and how many days did you have to prepare both sides of a legal case?
We took it a lot, I think, farther than most teams. We put in a lot of hours, and it was hard because you had to look at each side and say, this is good for this side, this is good for this side, and have questions that kind of went against your other questions, and that would be good to help you look better.
Right. Laura, what was your role in this mock trial situation?
I was both an attorney and a witness. As a witness, I was a pediatric oncologist.
Mm-hmm. What year in school are you, Laura?
I'm a junior.
Have you been in the mock trial team before?
Yes, I was in it last year.
All right. And how'd you do last year compared to this year?
We got third last year. I think this year we did a lot better.
Right. Second place team. How was that first place team? Were you close to them? Were you competitive? Or
we beat them the first time we went up against them.
Right. Oh, you beat them earlier in the competition then?
Yes.
So, it was
with the same exact... They were defense and we were prosecution. That was the same exact.
Wow.
No, it was the other way around. Yeah.
So Dalia, what was your role in this trial situation?
I was a witness for the defense side. Hmm. I was a cultural anthropologist who was explaining why the actions of the defendant were like connected to who she is, and it was reasonable for her to act so.
And Dalia, is this how many years have you been in the mock trial team?
This is my first time.
Right. Are you an exchange student here?
Or? Yes, I am.
Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from Russia.
All right. And how would you enjoy the experience on the mock trial team?
I absolutely loved it. I thought the course system is super duper complicated and it's impossible to understand it, but actually it makes a lot of sense and it was easier than I thought it would be.
So the legal system in Russia, is it similar to United States, or is it a lot different, you know?
Honestly, I have no idea how it works. I don't live there anymore, and I forget everything that I do. But I'm pretty sure it's a little bit different.
Yes. Salma, how about you? What year in school are you, and what was your role?
I'm a junior, and I'm the mother. I'm the witness, and I'm in the defense team. I'm the mother, which I had to act like I don't know English very well. Well, I don't really know English. And in the plaintiff, I was a doctor, and I have to look intelligent and know English better.
Yeah. And Salma, are you also an exchange student?
Yes.
Where are you from?
Indonesia.
And are you able to compare the legal systems at all with this experience?
Yes, it's actually really different. Mm-hmm. But I kind of said I never been in the court in Indonesia, but I did it in mock trial here, so right. I don't know.
So Salma, tell me, do you have any aspirations to get involved in the legal system in Indonesia?
Well, not necessarily in the law system or something like that, but I want to study international relations, so it's kind of helped me to know America better, to help the relationship or something like that.
Oh, for sure. And how about you, Will? I mean, we all know your dad's a lawyer, and he's hopefully trying to talk you out of being in the legal profession.
Yep, exactly. I don't want to go into legal. Medical all the way.
Okay. Hey, Will, what do you think you could take away from this experience? I mean, here you had you've been involved more than 1 year now, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did my freshman year, too.
Okay. And you learn a lot about communications and advocacy. What do you think you might be able to use this in the big world out there?
It's really good to just be able to communicate with people, sometimes get what you want out of them. Mm-hmm. You can talk to people, and you meet new people there. It's a lot of different stuff you can use later in life, and maybe boss your kids around when you're older, use those mock trial skills.
Does anybody on this panel have any aspirations to be in the legal profession later on? I'm hearing nobody. Well,
it's like my plan B if all else fails. I guess I'll revert back to that. But
yeah.
Law school. Yeah. Plan B.
So, Malia, what do you think you might be able to take if you don't go to your plan B? What might you be able to take away from this experience as a mock trial?
Probably the amount of preparation it takes. Like the one day we did almost 7 hours of practice.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It just kind of gives you a certain amount of work ethic that you have to get up to par with. And that's something you can definitely take away from that, is the amount of work you got to put in.
So in you, Laura, you prepared for the state tournament. Were there other events during the course of the year, that mock trial event, or is this the only event that this team participates in?
This is the only event.
Right. So when did you start preparing, Laura, for this event?
Couple months before, every day when I came to American government class, I'd annoy my teacher by asking, is the case here yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We started right after winter break.
So, Dalia again, tell me about the experience with the rest of your students. How'd you guys get along? How much fun was it?
It was a lot of fun, actually. I've met those people like way before because we are at the same school. But on mock trial, we work as a team, and it's very helpful to communicate with people, and it makes you a lot closer. And I guess it's always good to know how the system works and know the rules and follow them. It teaches you how to be in the kind of frame, to know your place, but at the same time, to do your job well.
I want to hear a story about one of the judges who you communicated with during the course of this. Can someone raise their hand and give us a little story?
Sure.
Go ahead, Malia.
One of our other attorneys, Danica, isn't here right now, but we had some very interesting instances where we would, one of us would be crossing a witness, and then there's always going to be objections because you have to object when they're crossing your witness. And you'd start to, a lot of times us lawyers, we'd start to argue through our objections, like through our objections and through the judge, and the judges got pretty annoyed by that sometimes, and there was a few judges that kind of were just like, stop talking, just sit down, let me think about this for a second, and then they would rule or whatever. And
in the final debate, we had Danica Weaver go up and try to show, tell the judge some nonsense. No, you judge, that's wrong, actually. This is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that was, we were all just like, oh no.
It was like, please don't mark us down.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. We're out of time. I'd like to thank Will Pate, Dalia Tazayeva, Selma Zakaya, Malia Romand, and Laura Zellhuber for coming on in and talking to us about the mock trial state event in which they took second place in. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.